Welcome to the Words of Life broadcast. Each week at this time and station, we present a Bible-based gospel program. For many years, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers have sponsored this radio effort with our prayers and contributions in order to declare that Jesus is the Savior and the Son of God. Our speaker, Brother David Johnson, will base his sermon upon Psalm 69, the first three verses, using this biblical sentence, "I am worn out calling for help." First, we praise our Lord with song.
It is well.
Please pray with me. Holy Father, we bow before you in humility, thanking you for all the ways that you are blessing us. Please provide each of our listeners with the health, peace, and convictions that are needed. We also ask that you will be with those who are in the war-torn parts of the world. Believers are sharing the gospel, and some are facing persecution from Satan's schemes. Please protect each of them and help us all to be ready for the promised appearing of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Using Psalm 69, the first three verses, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled, I Am Worn Out Calling for Help.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we share the Word of God as it is applicable to our everyday life today. The title for the lesson is, I Am Worn Out Calling for Help. And our primary text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, chapter 69, verses 1 through 3. Please listen to the Word of God. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Very passionate words. Prayer from David of old to the Lord, to his Lord. Many Christians often find it difficult to pray daily and deeply for an extended period of time. Probably most Christians claim to find it hard to concentrate without distraction, connected to God in prayer for even just 15 minutes. A typical Christian gives his testimony about his usual prayer experience. Quote, what beats me is how anybody could really pray for an hour. I mean, how do they fill up the time? I can't pray for 10 minutes. I've tried. I ask God to forgive me for anything that I've done wrong. I thank Him for His blessings. I mention my closest relatives and those acquaintances who have a pressing need. I may even include my church or other concerns, but then I'm done. Sometimes, when a really serious situation arises, I may linger a bit longer in prayer. But my mind keeps going off in all directions, and I have nothing more to say. Usually, maybe 5 minutes covers it. How can people pray for an hour? End of quote. Of course, it's not necessarily the length of time in prayer that's always decisive. But do we really think that a very few minutes of prayer occasionally is fervent prayer? We should know that concentrated prayer is the very heart of our devotional lives. Spiritual progress and maturity depends on learning to pray passionately and effectively. Let's consider some practical points regarding obstacles to fervency and effective prayer. The obstacle of time. People often comment that their busy lives allow them very little time for prayer. This is usually a very shallow evasion, because most clearly, people often comment that their busy lives allow them very little time for prayer. This is usually a most shallow evasion, because most clearly find the time for far less important activities. such as watching television, amusements, and hobbies. Do we really consider prayer important as Christians or not? By an act of the will, a keen spiritual mind can find significant time to pray regularly. How much unhurried time do I spend in prayer? One could begin with a minimum rule of 15 minutes each day. Even this slight investment of well-used time would bring a precious gain to our spiritual growth. The obstacle of tiredness. This is usually due to leaving concentrated prayer to the end of the day. If our serious prayer is all left until then, it is no small wonder that we find it a burden and fall asleep as we attempt to pray. Obviously, deeper prayer can come earlier in the day with a fresher mind. So this is cured by praying before we are too weary to pray well. The obstacle of mental laxness. Constant repetition of the same words and phrases is usually not thoughtful prayer. We do not talk in that fashion to one another. Why would we pray using the same words and phrases constantly, repetitively, to the God of the universe? William Sangster, a pastor of the past and a man of great prayer, wrote on this point, quote, "The psalmist said, 'I have set the Lord always before me.' So can the simplest soul. Imagination was given to us that while yet on earth, we might mingle with the heavenly throng. We close our eyes in prayer that we might open them to glory. Let us see God, and prayer will break from us as the water gushed from the rock. Let no one in prayer abandon the privilege because of mind wandering. It can be conquered. A brisk, live imagination and a resolute will cannot be denied." End quote. Consider the obstacle of emotions. Enslavement to feelings is another cause of neglected prayer. Many do not pray because they do not feel like praying. They have no eagerness to pray or to pray as they should. Yet as Christians, we should keep our prayer appointments with God, whether we feel like it or not. God knows our hearts. God knows our troubles. If we don't feel like it, then let that be our prayer concern, to talk to Father about it. God the Father. After all, we're not praying to empty space. We're praying to a person, the supreme person of the universe, the Creator, who created us and knows our minds, our hearts, our wills, our circumstances, knows us to the very number of hairs on our head, intimately and personally. The living God knows us better than we know ourselves. It's faith, not feelings, that measures the effectiveness of prayer. A few minutes of unhurried reading of the Scriptures can prepare our mind and heart for prayer. George Mueller, a man mighty in prayer, approached prayer in this way. He read Scripture first, which helped cure him from nagging emotions and a wandering mind. to liven our prayers, think of and practice the many aspects of prayer. Prayer need not be tedious, boring, difficult. Let's remember to practice, for example, adoration. How many diverse ways can we tell God of His magnificence and grandeur? Let us allow our souls to soar as we contemplate and speak the wonders of our God. And this takes time. It takes imagination, and practice will help us to be more about adoration toward our Creator, our Father, our Lord. Remember to practice confession. Again, Pastor William Sangster wrote this, quote, "There is confession which is not some trite phrase that bundles all of our beastliness together and skates lightly away by saying, 'Forgive me for anything I have done wrong.' But confession involves a mind which pursues holiness with method, strives to dig out the evil things inside us, and in the pure presence of God, looks and loathes that which is ungodly." End quote. And this takes heartfelt time. It takes thoughtful inner self-examination, introspection, examining ourselves that we might talk to God, confess to God, or that which is sinful, the areas of our lives in which we continue to fall short of the glory of God. Of course, another reason, function of prayer is intercession, intercessory prayer for others. Any person with faith in prayer and a heart for others can spend quality, yes, even quantity of time praying for others, thinking and speaking to their individual needs spiritually and physically, beyond a mere asking for blessing. Certainly, we have much to thank God. A significant portion of our prayer life should be thanksgiving. Someone has stated that even eternity is too short to utter all the gratitude we owe God in His grace usward. And this too takes time. And then in our prayer life, we can think about praying about our consecration. This can include our daily fresh surrender of our hearts to the Lord as we seek to please Him and to talk to Him about our daily life, as we consecrate ourselves, purify ourselves. As someone has written, quote, "What joy it is to gather every wandering thought and put anew one's whole life on the altar, that we may taste that inward rest that it is to feel the wonder of God's acceptance of us as sons and daughters of God." End quote. We should take the time to relate our heartfelt yearnings to our Lord. And as we think about our prayer life, we should certainly consider the power of prayer. It can move the heart of God. Prayer can change the most stubborn stuff on earth, which is our human nature, and help to make sinners into saints, and to further grow in the process of our sanctification as we mature, certainly in our prayer life. Prayer brings heaven to earth. Prayer helps us to fight vice and lift up virtue. No one has ceased to serve to worship, who prays. Can we grow toward a sweet hour of prayer? Is that not possible for us with God's help? Surely it is for the born-again baptized believer. We can do this if we really want to. Do you know, in large measure, why David in the Bible was a man after the Lord's own heart, according to 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 14, and also as relayed in the New Testament, Acts chapter 13 and verse 22? Surely, David was a man after the Lord's own heart, as it included David's passionate prayer life. Listen again to a short excerpt as he bared his soul to his Lord at a crisis time in his life. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched, my eyes fail, looking for my God. Psalm 69, verses 1 through 3. Have you ever talked to God like that? Surely some crisis that we've already experienced, or a crisis that will happen, that will come, or you may be in a crisis right now, can make us feel like that. David didn't use religious jargon. He just cried out to his God when he needed to. So it should be for each of us. Whether at times of crisis or celebration, just let it all out to the Lord. Do you know that the passionate, honest words of David in Psalm 69 is one of the most quoted psalms in all of the New Testament? And it is often applied, the words of Psalm 69 often applied to the ministry and sufferings of Jesus Christ himself. And why is this so? Because these words, these thoughts, these feelings are so very genuine. From the heart. That's what God desires when we talk, when we pray to Him. When we especially are at our lowest, we need to reach up to the highest in our prayers. David was not embarrassed to cry out, "I am worn out calling for help." Talk to God long and often. Tell Him about your troubles. But also tell Him about your triumphs. God is a great listener. Keep God as your confidant, as our deepest longings are for Him, as we bear our hearts and our souls to Him. Finally, I ran across a quote regarding prayer that occurred in a most unlikely place and concerning a person even more unlikely regarding prayer. A doctoral student at the prestigious Ivy League University, Princeton, asked, quote, "What is there left in the world for original dissertation research?" End quote. The professor replied, quote, "Find out about prayer. Somebody must find out about prayer." End quote. And who was that professor at Princeton? None other than the physicist Albert Einstein. Research the Bible. I've researched it for about 35 years. Prayer works. Not that my will be done, but always without fail, that God's will be done. And that's good enough for me. And that should be good enough for you.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
God has blessed us, and we have heard preaching from His Word. We pray that you are already a Christian, living faithfully to our Lord. If you are not yet a Christian, we pray that you will give full consideration for this need. The Bible shows us that we are to first believe that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God. We are also shown that believers repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, please contact us. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, request CD 2231. That's 2231. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing the Lord.